After the destruction of the cities of Jericho and Ai, a confederacy of the nations west of the Jordan prepared to make war against Joshua and the Israelites. The kings of the hill country, the central highland ridge, the low hills, and the coast of the Mediterranean Sea united to fight Israel. Not far from Ai, there was a large town called Gibeon. The Hivites, one of the Canaanite nations, lived there. Instead of uniting with the other inhabitants of the land to fight Israel, the Gibeonites decided to resort to deception in order to save their lives. They thought of a way of deceiving the Israelites in order to make an alliance of peace with them. They sent a delegation to negotiate a treaty with Joshua. The men of the delegation loaded their donkeys with worn-out sacks and old wineskins that were cracked and mended. They wore patched sandals on their feet and were dressed in old clothes. Their provisions were dry and their bread moldy. Then they went to Joshua in the camp at Gilgal and said to him, "We have come from a distant country to ask you to make a treaty with us." The men of Israel said to the Hivites, "Perhaps you live near us. How then can we make a treaty with you?" The Gibeonites said to Joshua, "Your servants have come from a very distant country because of the fame of the Lord your God. We have heard reports of all that he did in Egypt and all that he did to the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, Sihon, king of Heshbon, and Og, king of Bashan. Our elders and all those living in the country told us to take provisions for the journey and go to meet you so as to make a treaty with you. We have come a long distance. This bread of ours was warm when we packed it at home on the day we left, but see how dry and moldy it is. These wineskins were new when we filled them. Now see how cracked they are, and our clothes and sandals are worn out by the long journey." The men of Israel examined their belongings and sampled their provisions and believed what they said, but they did not inquire of the Lord. Then Joshua made a peace treaty with them to let them live, and the leaders of the assembly ratified it with an oath. 3 days later, the Israelites heard that they were enemies. They were, in fact, neighbors living very near them. So the Israelites set out, and on the third day they came to Gibeon and the other three towns belonging to the Gibeonites. But Israel did not attack them, because the heads of the assembly had sworn an oath to spare them. They had made a treaty in the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. The people were angry with the leaders and grumbled against them. But the princes of the assembly said to the Israelites, "We have given them an oath by the Lord, the God of Israel, and we cannot touch them now. They will live, but this is what we will do to them. Let them be woodcutters and water carriers for the whole assembly." So the leaders kept their promise to the Gibeonites and let them live. Joshua summoned them and said, "Why did you deceive us by saying, 'We live a long way from you,' when you live very near? You are now under a curse. You will never cease to serve as woodcutters and water carriers for the house of my God. You will always be slaves." They answered Joshua, "We heard how the Lord your God had commanded his servant Moses to give you the whole land, so we feared for our lives because of you. That is why we did this. We are now in your hands. Do to us whatever seems good and right to you." So Joshua spared their lives, but he made the Gibeonites woodcutters and water carriers for the community and for the altar of the Lord. So the Gibeonites lived as slaves amongst the Israelites and served them. Then a few hundred years later, during the reign of King Saul, the oath made in the name of the Lord was broken. Saul massacred the Gibeonites, and God punished Israel for that sin by sending a 3-year famine. Justice was done sometime later during King David's reign. 7 of Saul's descendants were executed and exposed before the Lord at Gibeah. Only then did God answer prayer on behalf of the land, and the famine came to an end. Next episode, Joshua's Long Day.